Parts of the Midwest enjoying some much-needed moisture. I'm Keith Lindberg with your Farm News Update. Drew Lerner with World Weather based out of Kansas City told us that we would expect to see some rain Wednesday night into yesterday. That was the case, and this was all part of the first round of a two to maybe even three-round system.
It wouldn't surprise me to see a few wild thunderstorms producing some severe weather, so we'll need to kind of keep an eye on that. But rain totals across the eastern part of South Dakota, neighboring areas of Nebraska and Minnesota could easily run from 1 to 2 inches with this. Now, it is a narrow band, though, and it looks like the storms will fire up pretty much over the easternmost part of South Dakota. So some of the areas in central and western South Dakota are not going to do that well, and Nebraska is still going to be at the center of a lot of dryness. And all that's from the first system, and there will be a second event, and that second event will come along a few days later. And this one is still up for some debate, but it actually has more potential to produce generalized rain, and that would occur on Monday of next week going into Tuesday. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. That could be a much more generalized rain for most of the Dakotas, Minnesota, even a few spots in Nebraska, maybe.
There's some areas, as we're talking, very, very dry, but then you get into the eastern corn belt of the U.S. They've actually seen their share of moisture, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. You know, the lower eastern Midwest had record and near record rainfall in the March-April time period, and there was, of course, some serious flooding, and there's some folks down in the Ohio River Valley that are still dealing with standing water from that event, and those areas that are not are still just super muddy. It just won't stop raining for a long enough period of time to get that excess out of the way.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.